Today from the Ohio Newsroom, contaminated trash.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Ohio is a top oil and gas producing state, but drilling a well brings up tons of contaminated dirt and rocks that are often sent to the same landfills as household trash. Julie Grant from our partner, the Allegheny Front, reports that a patchwork of rules allows it to slip by regulators.
Tina and Bill Higgins have lived among the forested Appalachian Hills in the tiny village of Amsterdam, Ohio, for nearly 25 years. As they wait for their dinner at Grammy's Kitchen, Bill says a few years after they moved in, the Apex Sanitary Landfill was built about a mile from their house.
There's times you just couldn't even go out in the summertime to enjoy a cookout or anything because the smell was bad.
When a new company, Interstate Waste Services, bought the landfill in 2020, the Higgins say the smell improved. But the landfill has continued to get bigger and can now take double what it did a decade ago. That includes solid waste from the oil and gas industry, the ground rock and soil called drill cuttings that come to the surface after a well is drilled deep into the ground.
We don't know.
Yeah, I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, so. We don't know.
Folks here can be forgiven for not knowing the local landfill was taking oil and gas waste. Ohio regulators aren't tracking it either. According to an email to the Allegheny Front, Ohio EPA stopped requiring landfills to disclose this information in 2023. According to the U.S. EPA, drill cuttings from oil and gas waste, especially in shale regions in Pennsylvania and Ohio, can add things like salts, heavy metals, volatile organic compounds, and some radioactive materials to landfills. But the U.S. EPA doesn't regulate this as hazardous waste, so there's a patchwork of state regulations. In Pennsylvania, trucks carrying frack waste are monitored for radioactivity before entering landfills. But in Ohio, drill cuttings, which make up much of the solid frack waste, can be dumped at landfills without being tested for radioactive elements. Earth Justice Attorney Megan Hunter has researched oil and gas waste regulations in numerous states.
Ohio statute expressly exempts drill cuttings. So when we're talking about all those regulations, they are not applying to drill cuttings.
And one risk of that, according to John Stoles, is contamination of waterways. He's a professor at Duquesne University and explains that when it rains on a landfill, like the one in Amsterdam, water runs through all that household trash and drilling waste.
And it's sitting there like a tea bag. And every time it rains and things soak through, it creates this product called leachate because things are leaching.
But Stoll says Ohio landfills don't test the leachate for things that would indicate drilling waste contamination.
They should be measuring lithium. They should be measuring bromide and strontium.
The owner of the Amsterdam landfill says it follows all state regulations. Landfills, like the one in Amsterdam, send their leachate off to municipal sewage treatment plants. But sewage plants don't test the leachate specifically for frack waste contamination. Stoles' biggest concern is that radiation will contaminate drinking water supplies. Amy Mall of the Natural Resources Defense Council says if solid frack waste were regulated by federal rules, the government would require it to be tracked, tested, and monitored.
They're not doing any of those things, and so the public doesn't know where this waste is going or how dangerous it is.
There is a push to change that. In recent weeks, congressional Democrats introduced a series of bills in the House to regulate frack waste. It includes a bid to define it as hazardous. So far, only one lawmaker from Ohio has signed on. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.